That is the brand new one from Casey Barnes. God took his time on you, and he has taken absolutely no time out, smashing out all the fresh stuff. We know how successful Town of a Million Dreams was and is. We're going to find out all about what he's up to now, though. I did hear last time he had a bit of a prosthetic on, a bit of a beard, specifically for some upcoming stuff, and he is on the line right now. My friend and yours, fellow Taswegian, Casey Barnes, thanks for joining us, mate.
Oh, my pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me.
It's always so good to catch up with you, mate, though, and it's good to see the rollout and the success that we've had and that we are continuing to streamline through in this crazy 2021 year.
It's been a strange old year, that's for sure. It's been a weird one, but, you know, I think we've just tried to roll with the punches the best that we can and make the most out of a pretty crappy situation. People are still listening to music, and that's one positive. It's just nice to have, you know, this song in particular. We've sort of been sitting on it for just over 12 months, and we knew when we wrote it, it was a really special song. We were sort of waiting for the right time to put it out, and it sort of felt like now is that right time. So it's nice to finally have it out there.
And what is it like, mate, for you to sit on something for that long? Are you continually looking at it, or did you just sit there and you just wait and you continue to move on?
Mate, I'm not a very patient person. I find it very difficult waiting, but it's a funny one, you know, with ballads especially, because I do put out a lot of that more up-tempo, and especially with, like, Come Turn Me On, which was the last single, and, yeah, it's quite an up song, and so I was like, I wonder, I'm really nervous with a ballad how it's going to go, and it's only been out for just over a week, and it's already the best response I've ever had to a single. The lyric video's already had more views than any other music video I've put out in a week. It's really funny.
Do you think it is off the back of the success that you've been having, or this hits a different heartstring for stuff being a bit different?
It might be a mix of both. You know, I think we've been working really hard over the last, especially over the last 12 months, building things, and it's been amazing, actually, you know, really the response at radio, that, you know, we've been getting that amazing support at commercial radio like you guys. That's really helped. And then the fact that people have just connected with this song, and I think there's a lot of people that are going through some hard times at the moment. You know, it's a testing time in our history, and this song's, it has got a pretty positive spin on it. When we wrote this one, I wrote with two other writers in Nashville, and we had this whole concept of, we wanted it to be a tribute to your partner, and, you know, whoever created you obviously took their time, because you're absolutely perfect. One of the guys who I wrote it with, he'd been tinkering on his guitar out in the shed for a couple of hours, and his wife was telling me the story that he was riding back on his ride-on mower with a big smile on his face, just going, I've got the song, we have to get Casey on a Zoom call, this is the song. And they played it to me, and straight away we were just like, this is it, and we finished it, and the rest is history.
How cool. And making more history for yourself, mate, with nominations when it comes to awards. Obviously we've got the ARIA Awards, the noms that have been in there, but now looking like four noms for the Gold Coast Music Awards. I think they're on September 4.
They are, yeah. It's a funny one. The Gold Coast, it's a real, I don't know, a little hidden gem up here. There's a lot of talent when it comes to music in so many different genres. Mm. And Amy Shark's probably the best example that anyone listening tonight would know straight away. Yeah. We both grew up playing in the same pubs. We've been mates for years. You know, she always had big dreams of what she wanted to do, and she just never gave up, and she was super persistent. And she actually won this same award, I think, Artist of the Year for the Gold Coast Music Awards. She's won it a couple of times.
She has,
I guess it's nice that we both come from the same place, and there's some talent up here on the coast now. It's
Absolutely. Michelle and I were lucky enough to hang out with Amy when she was in Hobart before everything got shut down with her Cry Forever tour. Are we looking at any tours for yourself, Case? Like, what can we kind of plan at the moment with all the shutdowns?
We've been lucky a little bit because we're here in Queensland. We've been able to do quite a bit up here, and we were intending to get down to South Australia and Victoria. We were meant to be in New South Wales this month for a bunch of shows. Obviously, they've all been cancelled. If we can get things under control, the plan is to hopefully bring out the next album early next year, and then we'll kick into a national tour and definitely be getting down to Tassie. We're already working on some dates at the moment, so yeah, we'll be coming down there and hopefully as many other states as we can.
Absolutely, mate. Well, I am music directing the Launceston Carol, so I expect to see you there. Guy Sebastian's already been doing a little bit of singing for me to play up on the screen, so I know we can't wait to see you. We can't wait to see what you're doing next, particularly off the back of God Took His Time on You. We're loving playing it here on AusMade. Casey Barnes, always great to chat to you, mate. Thanks for hanging out on AusMade.
Thanks, legend. Thanks for having me.